This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, October 20th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And first of all, I apologize for my voice. Let me tell you, I was a little sick last week. Then I go to Minnesota, it's cold, the airplane, I'm in the dry hotel room. I know nobody wants to hear about this, but man, I'm excited to get back to Philadelphia and, get ready for next week. So I apologize in advance if my voice sounds a little raspy this morning, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is that for the first time in two games, we got a Victory Monday daily podcast. Maybe we took them for granted where it felt like every single week, you know, it was a Monday victory pod, but you guys get to wake up this morning and enjoy a Victory Monday. Nick, Jalen, and a bunch of players talked after the game about how just good it felt to win a game. Maybe it was something they took for granted. Maybe it's something all of us took for granted, but go out, enjoy your Monday, because your Eagles went out and beat the Vikings in a game that, look, I thought they would lose, right? I thought they would lose this game, so I can't sit here, and we'll talk about the different flaws in the game and things they could have done better, but when I thought they were going to lose a game and they win it, that's a very impressive win to me. The Vikings, we saw Carson, not a good quarterback, really. Does some things well, you know, had a few nice throws, but ultimately, he's a guy that really lost them that game. But outside of that, the Vikings have great receivers, they have a great defense, and the Eagles went out there and had maybe their best, or actually definitely their best offensive performance of the season. So we got a lot to get into today to get you ready for your Victory Monday. First up, what is on the schedule for today? Nick Sirianni speaks to the media at 3:15. He'll have a chance to watch a tape at this point. There'll be lots of questions about the passing game, about the running game, about all types of various different things. So we'll have that for you in tomorrow's daily pod, where we'll have the important things that he said. If you want to catch it live, WIP will have it on air at 3:15. Or if you can't listen live and don't plan on listening to the daily pod tomorrow, check me out on Twitter, where I will be tweeting all the relevant things he has to say. But Nick Sirianni today at 3:15. All right. Let's get into the injury report, because unfortunately it is once again a long list. The Eagles did get some good injury news on Sunday, as Landon Dickerson not only played, he played the full game. Jalen Carter played, and I thought had his best game of the year, certainly was an impact player. Quinyon Mitchell also played. So the three guys that we were worried about heading into the game not only played, but played the whole game, and I thought played at a high level. So from an injury perspective, definitely good news from the Eagles there. But they did lose a few more key players during the game. Definitely not as key as those three guys, but certainly guys that were both starters or playing important roles. The most important one, Cam Jurgens, leaves the game with a knee injury, did not return. He was on the sideline, which is a good sign. Normally, if they let you stay on the sideline, that means they think if players were to come like running off the field, you know, at the end of a play, that you could get out of the way and protect yourself. So good sign that he was out there on the sideline, but certainly something to monitor going into next week. Brett Toth played center for the team. And look, I don't think he played well. Me and James talked about in the postgame pod. I don't think he would tell you that, you know, he played his best football, but I do think that he went in a tough spot and they won. And Jalen Hurts was very complimentary of Brett Toth after the game. So if he has to play next week, you would think with a full week, he would be better and ready to go. But if it's a long-term thing with Cam Jurgens, and knock on wood, hopefully it's not, it doesn't seem like it is, I wonder if Drew Kendall would maybe, you know, get that job if they thought this was going to be a 2-3 month thing with Cam Jurgens. So Cam Jurgens has the knee injury. Azeez Ojulari suffers a hamstring injury. He doesn't return. Well, the good news is it seems like Brandon Graham's going to be back, and they certainly need defensive ends. We'll talk about the Brandon Graham thing throughout the week when it does eventually happen. But Azeez Ojulari has a hamstring injury, adding him to the list of injured edge rushers. You know, I would normally say he won't play next week, but we saw Quinyon come back and play. Obviously, there can be different degrees of hamstring injuries, but, you know, maybe he will be able to play against his former team next week. Adoree Jackson suffers a concussion. He will be in the concussion protocol, so we'll see if he's able to play next week. And Jeremiah Trotter Jr. dealing with an ankle injury from the game. We'll see if he's able to play against the Giants. So Azeez, Adoree Jackson, Cam Jurgens, and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., the players to keep an eye on as we begin another week preparing for another game against the Giants, who, by the way, that Giants loss not looking as bad as it did initially. Looks like they're playing good football, so won't be an easy game this Sunday against the Giants. All right, next up, let's talk about something that I want to share with you guys. Not normally a good self-promoter, but I am doing something this year that I really would love if you guys took part in. So over the past few years, the last 3 years, I've worked with Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in Philadelphia that makes sure and works to get books into the hands of children in the city of Philadelphia. It's important that kids are on a fourth grade reading level by the time they get to fourth grade. It's a good indicator of their success in school, which, as we all know, can be an indicator of a success and allow you opportunities in life. So Treehouse Books works. It's in North Philly, and they work with the local community to get books into the hands of children. And over the past 3 years, through the generous donations of Eagles fans, we've been able to raise $23,000 for the nonprofit. And roughly how it works is every $5 donation is good for one new book. So $23,000, that's a lot of books. So thank you to anybody that's listening that has already donated. We're back again this year, and I wanted to explain to you guys how it's going to work this year. So Treehouse Books, love the quote from Nick Sirianni last year, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And so we're doing things a bit different. In the past years, you just made donations and, you know, the total was amazing. We were able to raise a lot of money. This year, we got some prizes to give away. So I want to explain to you guys how you can win the prizes, but also help out a really important nonprofit in our community. So here's how it works. Basically, you go to a link, which I have on the front of my Twitter page, and we will put in the pod description, and you create a team. And then from there, you can send that link to your team to anybody in your life and ask for donations, right? So you can tell them about the charity. You can tell about, you know, all the good stuff. So you send the link to people in your life. Or if you want, you can create a team and just make your own donation, which is also much appreciated. But here's how it's going to work. At the end of the season, whichever team has the biggest amount in for their team, so essentially either collects the most donations or makes the most donations, is going to get a Zach Bond signed football. Zach Bond, one of the best players in the NFL, maybe the best players on the Eagles defense. I don't have to tell you how good Zach Bond is. Awesome guy. Very excited that they were able to get a signed football by him and that we can use this as an incentive to give. So if your team raises the most money, you get a Zach Bond signed football. Not only do you get to help the charity, you get a Zach Bond signed football. But outside of that, if your team gets to $100 in donations, we have an awesome giveaway for you. So basically every team, whether it's just you or a collection of people, if you get to $100, you get a t-shirt made by local artist, my favorite artist over the past year, Dewani Soraya. And if you don't know the name, you will soon, and you already should. She does an unbelievable job creating images from Philly sports moments. The Super Bowl run last year, I tweeted out a bunch of her images. Really, how I remember the year is through her art and those awesome moments. So go follow her on Twitter. Dewani Soraya is her name. But we're going to have a custom shirt by her, going to be released soon. Don't have the image yet. But we're going to have a custom shirt by her that you will get a shirt if your team raises $100. So each team, obviously, if you raise $100, you get the t-shirt. If you just want to make a $100 donation, you get the t-shirt, and every penny that you donate goes to the charity. So to summarize, you donate $100, you get the t-shirt by Dewani Soraya. Going to be an unbelievably cool t-shirt. If your team raises the most money, you get the Zach Bond signed football. But the real winner in all this is hopefully the charity and that we can all do something great for the Philadelphia community. So go to my Twitter page. It's the pinned tweet and the link will be there, or the link is in the pod bio. But thank you in advance to anybody that does this. Just heads up, I am going to talk about it a lot throughout the season because it really does mean a lot to me. I went to public school. My mom worked in public education. My dad's a teacher. So this is important to me, and it means a lot that we've raised all this money, and I know all the good that it does for Treehouse Books. So long explanation today, but wanted to make you guys aware of it. You know, if you enjoy listening to the pod, it would mean a lot if you would take the time to make a donation, and we can do some good. So let's get back into another thing that's good, and that's Eagles football. I talked on the pod, post-game pod, about all the big plays Jalen Hurts made in the game. It's really my biggest takeaway from the game. When I think back to this game, I will think about how good Jalen Hurts was. I mean, forget good, how elite Jalen Hurts was in this game. So for the first part of the pod, I want to break down the four really big plays he made in this game. He was awesome throughout the game, but the four really big games. So we all know Jalen went 19 of 23, 326 yards, three touchdowns. I think it was honestly the best regular season game he's ever played. Like, not his best game. The Super Bowl was amazing. There's been playoff games, all those things. But the best regular season game we've ever seen Jalen Hurts play. And I asked Nick Sirianni after the game about the big moments, and I thought his answer on this was really good. So here's Nick Sirianni on Jalen Hurts' performance against the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that's a stat that's never, I don't know, we always look at just like passing yards and we look at like touchdowns. Like today, obviously, we had a lot of passing yards, but you know, he's always clutch in those moments. It's why I have the confidence to go for it on the first drive on a fourth and four, because you know the guys will make plays. Like, you know, I know a lot of things that I think there's, you know, sometimes you watch a game, it's like analytics say you should go for it here. Do you trust your players in those moments? That's what you lean on. It's a piece of the puzzle. You listen to the analytics, a piece of the puzzle. You have trust in your players. You have trust in the play call. You have trust in the offensive line. That's what gives you confidence to do that. And Jalen obviously gives you a lot of confidence to be able to do that. And every time we get a fourth down conversion, you know, I look at him and I say, hey, I trust you in these scenarios. Thanks for making me right, because you know he makes you right in those. That's good coaching is you know your players going out and making plays and you know them making plays makes you look like a good coach. That's for sure. You know, we're just pumped to get out of a really hostile place. A lot of credit to this stadium, this team, those fans. Like, you know, coming out of a hostile place with a win. You know, we're always looking, do whatever we got to do to win, and then find ways to get better. You know, and that's the players through practice, through their preparation. That's the coaches through our self-scouts and our preparation and in game planning.
So what I liked in there was, you know, stats don't tell the whole story. And he's right. You see, now, first of all, the stats are great in this game. But 326 yards, three touchdowns, that's an awesome performance. But even that doesn't tell the story, I don't think, of how good Jalen Hurts was. So I want to try to tell that story through four plays in the game. And let's start with the longest play in the game, the 79-yard touchdown, Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith. 8:17 to play in the third quarter. The Eagles are only up 14-9 at this point. The Vikings had just kicked a field goal to make the game even closer. Jalen drops back. Absolutely perfect throw to Devontae for 79 yards for the touchdown. And what's cool about this play is not only was it incredibly clutch by Jalen Hurts, like momentum was on the Vikings' side. The Eagles' offense was stalling. They weren't playing well. Boom. One play, one pass. And the confidence in the passing game got going. So I want to play a few clips on that touchdown. First, here's Devontae Smith talking about the touchdown.
Play run at all on that play action?
Yeah, anytime we were in that formation, they were bringing the safety all the way down in the box, putting the other safety on the edge. We knew that all the time.
So Isaiah was kind of putting a crunch there.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for him. They're playing a certain coverage, and you know, he has a certain responsibility. We attacked him.
So you can hear in there that this is something they saw, this is something the players saw, and this is something they went to. And Jalen Hurts, when asked about the touchdown, also credited Devontae, but he also credited somebody else in there. So here's Jalen talking about the touchdown.
And that look, had a lot of confidence in that. And he was chirping about it and ended up getting called. I'd say great feel by him, great execution from the guys up front, and then great call by KP to get you.
Kevin Petullo, everybody's favorite offensive coordinator. And it's cool how they got to that. Like, when we talk to the players on the pod about Kevin Petullo, one thing you hear is he's very opening to listening to his players, and he allows the input from them to shape the plays he calls. And you can hear in there, like, Devontae saw something, and he's chirping to Kevin Petullo, like, call the play. They call it, they execute it. Massive, massive play. It's on second down, so it wasn't like a third down play, but I thought obviously a massive play in the game and a clutch play when you consider he missed almost that exact play. I mean, Devontae was a little more to the left against the Giants, but he misses that exact play against the Giants. They end up losing that game, hits it against the Vikings, and obviously they end up winning. But even with that touchdown, there were still more big plays to be made throughout the game. So third and 15, 1:38 to play in the third quarter. Jalen Hurts hits Devontae for a 28-yard completion. And again, another big clutch moment. Minnesota had just scored a touchdown to cut it to 21-16. Now, unfortunately, the third down conversion doesn't result in points as Jake Elliott misses the field goal. But I still thought, like, time and time again in Minnesota, when they needed a play, Jalen stepped up. So I asked him about coming through in those big moments, what it feels like to do that with your offense when the noise is going crazy in the stadium, the momentum's not on your side. So here's what Jalen had to say about coming through in big moments.
You're just trying to find a way to win the game. You know, you know, one thing I was taught long ago at the University of Alabama from Coach Saban is not to look at the scoreboard. And so you want to play the game that way. And you know that it's a crucial moment in the game. But you just go execute. You know, hear the call, have a singular focus on each play, and give that play what it demands. It's just great focus. And so as a unit, it was awesome. It was awesome. And we just have to have that level of consistency to be able to be what we desire to be. But, you know, it's not about just one person having supreme focus. It's about everybody having that same level of focus to go out there and execute. And we were able to do that, and we were able to find a win.
He did, and the whole offense did. I mean, not the running game, which we'll talk about later in the pod, but big-time plays by the passing game, which is obviously Jalen, AJ, Devontae, the offensive line, like, big-time plays by them. So next up, third and 13, 9:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Minnesota had just kicked a field goal, so it's a two-point game at this point. It's 21-19, 9 minutes to play. I was in the stadium. The momentum was not on the Eagles' side, so especially on this third and 13 play. Like, that's an incredibly hard play to convert on. So third and 13, Jalen drops back, hits A.J. Brown for 13 yards, gets a fresh set of downs. Later on in that drive, he hits A.J. Brown for a touchdown, which obviously gives them the 28 points that ended up being enough to win the game. And let me also say this. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the viral clip out there of A.J. Brown where after his touchdown, he gets up and someone quotes him as, like, kind of ripping the ball being late to him. I listened to that clip 100 times. I do not think he said that, and I just wanted to stand up for AJ there because I don't think it's fair that one person listens to it and hears that, and then he tweets it, and it goes crazy viral, like SportsCenter picked it up. I don't think it's fair when you go out and find the clip and listen to it. Maybe my hearing's bad. I don't even remotely hear what people quote him as saying. So AJ didn't talk after the game, so he was not able to be asked about it, but yeah, I just don't think it's fair that everyone's assuming AJ said that. But regardless, big time play by Jalen, big time play by AJ. And obviously the third and 13 conversion gets them the touchdown later in the drive, which gets them enough points to ultimately win the game. That being said, they hadn't clinched the game just yet. So later on, it's 28-22. Minnesota just had a field goal. This was after the, you know, near touchdown to Hockenson that got called back. So the Eagles are up 6, 1:45 to play. Minnesota has, I think, either all their timeouts or two of their timeouts left, and they bring an all-out blitz. 3rd and 9. And Jalen, you know, I saw it pre-snap. Like, they had AJ and Isaiah Rodgers ISO'd on the left. Jalen looks at it, makes a hand signal. AJ goes deep. Jalen lofts the ball up to him. AJ makes the play. Boom, game over. Like, that is why you pay Jalen all the money. That is why you pay AJ all the money, so that when it's third and nine and it's one-on-one, those two make a play and clinch the game. And we've talked a lot about the Eagles' strategy against the blitz, how they send guys deep. And it can be hit or miss, right? But think about this year. Huge play against Kansas City to Devontae to help clinch that win. Huge gain against Minnesota to help clinch that win. So 45-yard play on third and nine. Man, clutch play by Jalen. So you look at that. Third and 15, conversion. Third and 13, conversion. Third and nine, conversion. Like, those are not plays you're supposed to convert on. Jalen consistently makes big plays on third down. So those big plays help them get the win. And man, like, we have debated on this pod for weeks and debated it with James, debated it with all you guys when you call in. Like, who's to blame, coaches or Jalen? And I'm not getting in that debate right now. But what I would like to highlight is this. We all saw on Sunday that when Jalen plays elite, this team is almost impossible to beat, or at least they're much, much tougher to beat. And when Jalen, if Jalen plays 80% of what he did on Sunday, this team is going to go very far, far. Ultimately, wins are a quarterback stat for a reason. And the Eagles won on Sunday because of Jalen Hurts. And you could tell how badly he wanted to win that game. So after the game, he was asked, because there was a clip of him walking off the field where he says, you know, we're not losers anymore, right? And I thought his quote on this was like kind of telling about like how much the losing had impacted him, even in such a short span. So here's Jalen talking about that.
On Wednesday, you said in tough times, you smile and accept the challenge. Was there circumstances this week that led to this type of performance for you?
Yeah. I think just the feeling of losing, simple as that. I know there's a clip where, to confirm, I said that we're not losers anymore. Because that's coming off the field. Because that's all I could think about. That's all I could think about throughout these last 2 weeks. You know, having opportunities to finish the game, to finish the fourth quarter. I really think this is the first time we've finished the fourth quarter, and finished in the second half. And so those things come up, and that's important in this game. And so I think definitely there was some fire there. But within that fire, you have to be the calm and. You know, focus on executing your job, and that's all I was reiterating to the guys out there. Bigger than just myself, and you know the way it looks. But yeah, it was a team effort defensively, and then offensively with the guys that stepped up and showed up in those moments.
So we knew that losing impacted Jalen. He had him walking off the field in the Super Bowl in 22 as his home screen on his iPhone, right? Or wallpaper on his iPhone, I should say. I don't know if it was his home screen. But I thought that was pretty telling, like that Jalen had felt like a loser the past 2 weeks. And to say we're not losers anymore, like it was a 2-game losing streak. I'm not like, it was obviously a big deal. It felt like a big deal, but they were still defending Super Bowl champions. The guy just hates to lose. And I thought that was telling. Now, the other thing that Jalen, I think, has been doing a really good job of this year is crediting everybody else. So I asked Jalen what it felt like in those moments, the third downs, the fourth downs, fourth quarter, big plays, have to have it. Like, what's it feel like to convert in those moments? And I asked him about it, and listen to what he had to say.
Well, you don't have a game like that without the guys around you. You know, I give a lot of credit to them. Give a lot of credit to the collective of everyone hanging in there. And enduring the game, and it's team football in the end, and so just happy to come out here and figure out a way to win a football game. That's a really good team, a really good defense, and it was a challenge. They presented a ton of challenges towards us, but we were able to endure and find a way to win, and I'm very thankful of that.
Notice in there, you know, you don't have a big game like that without the guys, right? Earlier on, he credits Devontae. He credits Kevin Petullo. We'll talk about the running game in a little bit, but in there, in an answer about the running game, Jalen says, like, Saquon's the best. I hope he doesn't feel the burden of, like, the running game not working all being on him. I think Jalen has gone above and beyond this year to credit his teammates and coaches. And I'm not saying he never did it before, but he just didn't do it as much before publicly. And he's been so much better about it this year. And I think it's so telling. Like, and I think it matters to guys. Like, Jalen doesn't talk a ton. So when he does, his words carry a ton of weight. And I think this year he's done a much, much better job crediting his teammates and his coaches. So just an outstanding Jaylen Day. And if you guys listen to me, you know I ride the emotional roller coaster. And I don't think today means that me thinking he was the problem this year was wrong, or anyone out there that did. And I don't think it means that next week if he plays poorly, he shouldn't be criticized. But on days like today, you can just see how important the quarterback position is. And when Jaylen plays like the top five quarterback we all know he can be, it's just a different offense. 300 plus yards, AJ eats, Devontae eats. Like, they can do this. It's in them to do it. But it's got to start with Jaylen. And on Sunday, it started with Jaylen in a big time way. So on the other side, we're going to talk about some other aspects of the game from Sunday. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, so you know me. I'm a quarterback guy. I'm an offense guy, right? So when the offense plays like they did, especially the passing game, like, I'm going to talk about it. But another key part to winning this game for the Eagles was their defense. More specifically, their red zone defense. Because as bad as Carson Wentz was, and he was bad, he did, in fairness, move the ball up and down the field a little bit. Like, the Vikings had chances in the red zone to go out and early on, not to put the game away, but at least keep it close. And then later, like, to really, really put pressure on the Eagles. But time and time again, the red zone offense stepped up. Now, part of that was bad job by the Vikings, right? Kevin O'Connell, you want to, like, rip Kevin Petullo. Kevin O'Connell called a passing play on 2nd-and-1, 3rd-and-1, and 4th-and-1 from inside the 5. When Carson was playing terrible, he still did that. Now, credit to the Eagles defense. Like, Cooper DeJean made a big play. Moro Ojomo made a big play in the red zone. Jalen Carter made big plays. Like, guys made big plays in the red zone. Big tackles to keep them out of there. They keep the Vikings to 1 of 6 in the red zone. And after the game, Nick Sirianni was asked about it, and here's what Nick had to say about the red zone.
That was huge. That was huge. That's why it's so important, right? I know we missed a couple of tackles. I know Andrew missed the tackle on Jefferson. Jefferson, man, that guy is a phenomenal football player. You watch it all week. Besides our guys, I'm not sure there's anyone else in the league other than him. I got a lot of respect for a lot of guys in the league. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. I want our guys at all times. I love our guys. But man, he's a good football player. But the hustle on that play to get him down was big. And that's why, you know, you have to play with relentless effort. We know, you know, you always have a chance to stop him because of some of the issues that we create on defense and the way the guys are playing down there. You know, I thought that our run defense, you know, did a lot of good things. You know, they obviously thought so too, because they think they were second and one, third and one, fourth and one. They passed it every time. So they saw something in that as well. So, when you get in those scenarios and you're able to get stops, those are huge. Like we work at those a lot, right? Those 4-point plays that we kind of call it down there. Because that can, you know, just like a turnover, those 4-point plays in a red zone can make swings as well. So great job, Vic, with Vic, you know, putting the guys in positions to succeed, and then our guys going out in there and making plays. You know, they made a really good throw and catch that just was off, and it really helped us, right? On the one, the Hawkinson, he's a really good player. This team's got a lot of good players. I think the world of Kevin O'Connell and the coaching job that he does. But huge to be able to get those stops in the red zone.
Yeah, just outstanding stuff from the Eagles defense. To hold them out like that, again, like scoring touchdowns in the red zone changes everything in this game. The Eagles may be trailing early. They have more pressure on them late, but the defense stepped up, and the defense kept the Vikings out of the red zone. Because again, like I said, like they did move the ball, and I think there were parts of the defense still be concerned about. Carson has 313 yards. Now it takes him 42 passes. Jalen had more passing yards on almost half as many attempts. He had 326 yards on 23 attempts. By the way, the Eagles outgained again, which is pretty wild. But you know, they held Jordan Mason to 57 yards on 15 attempts. Carson Wentz made some big plays out of the pocket, but you can't really count on that happening all the time. Justin Jefferson, 79 yards passing. Jordan Addison, 128 yards. I'm sorry, 79 yards receiving. Jordan Addison, 128 yards receiving. So the defense wasn't perfect. There were definitely guys open too. Like I think when we go back and watch the defensive tape, we'll see that there were plays there that Jalen Hurts did not make that could have changed the game. But ultimately, the defense got the job done when it mattered most, which is in the red zone. So 1 of 6, outstanding job by the defense, which helps them win this game. Even if they go 3 for 6, the Eagles probably don't win this game. Now, with the way Jalen's playing, you never know. Like, I would believe Jalen was going to lose that game when the clock hit zero with how well he was playing. But regardless, 1 of 6, big, big, big time performance by the defense. And part of that was because N'Kobe Dean was back. I thought N'Kobe being back was a boost for them. I thought he played really well. I wouldn't expect in his first game back for him to play as well as he did, but he was out there quite a bit, and I asked him about it, just the thrill of being out there, the thrill of being out there with his teammates and being back in the game, and here's what he had to say.
Been trying. You know, I've been wanting to get out there for a couple of weeks, and I've been feeling great, so just get out there with the guys, to be out there and tackle somebody, and hit people, it felt great. You know, it felt great. Like I said, I'm blessed. I thank God that I'm even able to be back out there and doing the thing that I love.
Yeah, I think N'Kobe can add a lot to this team. Now, I said in the postgame pod, and I still think it's true, there's going to be an interesting discussion to be had about Jahad Campbell versus N'Kobe, doing what's best for the team versus doing what's best for Jahad, moving Jahad to edge. I don't think he's a great edge rusher right now, but if N'Kobe's going to play as well as he did, if they're going to be better against the run with N'Kobe out there, it's a tough decision. So when we watch the tape with Jahad, it'll be interesting to see how he did. I thought watching it live, he wasn't great as an edge rusher, and I thought N'Kobe was great as a linebacker, but big time performance by N'Kobe. I think, you know, just seeing the joy on his face, seeing the way he interacted with his teammates, like, I think having him back out there is going to be really, really big. So good job by N'Kobe. Good job by the Eagles getting him back out there, and was awesome to see. But what was not awesome was the running game. Rough, rough day for the running game. So we said going into this game, they needed to rush the quarterback because Carson takes a lot of sacks, and they needed to run the ball. And mixed results on the getting the Carson. Running game, not mixed at all. They did not run the ball well. Saquon ends the game with 44 yards on 18 attempts, 2.5 yards per carry. If it's not his lowest of the season, it certainly is right there. And the Vikings have been really, really bad against the run. They allowed 119 yards, 218 yards, 131 yards, 140 yards. Their season low prior to Sunday was 53 yards. Saquon only had 44. Through 7 games last year, Saquon had 766 rushing yards. Through 7 games this year, 369 rushing yards. So just not a good performance. Now, part of that is Brett Toth going in. I'm not blaming him, but like you get a new offensive lineman in there, it's hard to do. I'm sure that the Vikings keyed in on it, but the Eagles made it clear. They came into this game wanting to run the football. It was the vibe I got all week. Jalen Hurts said it, that he didn't want to say it during the week, but he came in trying to run the football. They thought they had good matchups running the football, and it did not happen. Now, Jalen Hurts was asked about trying to get the running game going, and here's what he had to say.
He threw for over 300 passing yards just to the wide receivers alone in this game. It's the second most ever in your career. Was that a point of emphasis this week? And what did it mean that the receivers
got on? Yeah, I didn't really, if I can be honest, I really didn't want to say directly what we were going to do when y'all asked me earlier in the week, because I'm just not that type of competitor to put that out there. But, you know, the thing was to come in and establish the run. That's what we wanted to come in and do, and the game just flowed the way it did. And we were able to be efficient in the past game. KP was very timely, and I think we were able to doctor up some things on the sideline and work through some things, but those guys made big time plays. I mean, Smitty had a hell of a day. I mean, tough size ain't nothing to him, you know, the way he plays. So it's good to see. It's good to see. And, you know, I think I said this on the field to Pam, but it ain't about, you know, identity is important. Don't get me wrong. That is very important to have an identity and be able to establish an identity. But for a long time now, we found ways to win games. We found ways to win games in a ton of different ways. And then I think when you say we found ways to lose games, we've lost games kind of in the same way. So being critical of ourselves and knowing that the identity is important, but as this thing goes along, it's about winning.
Again, credit to Jalen for, you know, speaking highly of Saquon there and for saying, you know, it's not all on him, but man, It's not good right now. And I don't think it's on Saquon. It's everybody. Saquon, I think, doesn't look the same as last year. He just doesn't. Like, I thought he had one run today where he looked special. But outside of that, now, he doesn't have a ton of room to run. That's absolutely true. But last year, I thought he was a plus in the running game. This year, I think he's just a net neutral. Like, I don't think he's a minus. I just don't think he's making the same plays he did last year. And for it now to be seven games and then to be struggling to this level running the ball, it's very, very, very surprising. And Nick Sirianni was asked about the running game, and here's what Nick had to say.
Yeah, obviously, it just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So as the game went,
I think the offense coaches did a phenomenal job of making adjustments at halftime, doing and throughout the game. They saw something on the big post to Smitty, Smitty went out and Jalen went out, made a big time throw, big time catch. Jalen has a knack for throwing those deep balls, and our guys can run and get under them. So they saw something where the middle of the field was open. A lot of respect for that coordinator. Coach Flores is a phenomenal coordinator. He had us up all night. Those offensive coaches were sleeping in the building. They're late all night because of the problems and the issues that they create. So a lot of respect to them. They made us work really, obviously, made us get our money's worth.
I know that's what Nick's going to say. Different weeks call for different offenses, but they came into the game wanting to run the ball. Now, once they're passing it at a high level, like I can get that, then you go to that. But they didn't pass it at a high level until the second half. They had the whole first half of trying to run the ball and trying to pass the ball, and neither of it worked. So as positive as this game was and as big of a win it was to get, their inability to run the ball is going to hurt them. It just is. Like, they passed at a high level today, so they were able to kill clock and they were able to kind of, to ice away the win. But ultimately, there's going to be games where they're going to have to kill 4 minutes off the clock at the end, or they're going to have to give their defense a rest, and they've not been able to even come close to running the ball, and it's concerning. And look, we have the Jordan Mailata show tonight. I'm sure we'll talk to him about it. He's always very good talking about it. I'm sure he'll say they're one block away, but the running game absolutely has to be better. But don't let that ruin your victory Monday. It's an exciting day. The Eagles won a game. The season is saved at 5-2. They're in good space for playoff seeding, all those good things. So thank you so much for starting your Monday with me. Means the world. You guys do it. Check out the charity with the Treehouse Books, the Zach Bond signed football, the super cool t-shirt. It would be really, really awesome if we're able to hit our goal and if you guys were a part of that. And I promise you, the t-shirt is going to be absolutely fire. So that'll do it for today's Daily Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Bears!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.